Hello, we are going to talk about some quotations. The first is the next. The Bible tells us to love our neighbors and also to love our enemies, probably because generally they are the same people. What do you think about this, this quotation, Javier and Carlota?
Well, I partially agree with this quotation because if you live in an old flat, in an old build, with a lot of neighborhoods, you have to have a good relationship with your neighborhoods. Try not to make a lot of noise, especially in the night, because you can disturb, you can do things that other people don't like. And you have to think in the other people you live around.
Yes, I agree with you. From my point of view, I think that you are in contact with people every day, all of your life. And it's important to learn how to forgive them, because depending on the way you do it, you are going to grow up and be happier.
Okay, I agree with you, and from my point of view and from my experience, I've always had a good neighbors, and they have helped to me when I've needed something. But at the same time, they are very gossip because they are always asking me about my personal life. And this I don't like so much. So I agree with this quotation. Okay, so now let's move to the second. It says, one returns to the place one come from. What do you think about this?
Okay, I get the impression that everybody tends to return to the place where they were born, not only where they were born, but also the place they grew up. I don't think not only in a physical way, but also in the way they live. What do you think?
Yes, I agree with the quotation. I think it depends on the culture where one have grow up. Especially in Spain, in Mediterranean cultures, we are more bonded to our family or friends, and when we are abroad for a long time, we miss them. In my case, for example, I've been living abroad twice. One was 6 months in Austria and then 6 months in Germany, and I really wanted to come back, and I'm happy living with my friends and my family. But there are other cultures, I think, for example, in the US or in England, where it's more common that people grow up and then they move to another city in order to find a job and live and to make a family, and they are not so close to the family and friends than in the Spanish or French culture. What do you think, Laura?
I agree with you, but for example, in my case, I'm from Madrid and now I'm living in Pamplona, and I'm not sure about if someday I will come back to live in Madrid, because now I'm very comfortable here. But what I'm really sure is that I will always go to visit my family, my friends, and I always feel that I'm from Madrid, of course.
You live in Pamplona, but you are not very far from your family. So you have the chance to come back whenever. It's very easy for you to come back on weekends or in a holidays or day off of work. So it's easy for you to come back?
Yes.
And do you like?
Yes, it's easy because it's near and it's... This is a good point, so...
Yeah. Oh, yes, I have talked about, for example, in the US, that is a bigger city, that they move from more than 1,000 kilometers, and it's not so easy to go home. And they have the tradition to study in another state of the US, so they move and they change their life, and they don't have the same bonds as we have, I think.
Yes. Laura, if you had the opportunity to come back home, you will do it or no?
I'm not sure because now I'm living here with my partner, and at this moment I'm working here. So at the moment I think that I'm going to stay here.
Okay. And the last quotation that we have?
Yes, and the last quotation, it says, the magic thing about home is that it feels good to leave and it feels even better to come back. What do you think?
I think it's very related with the previous quotation.
Yes.
Yes. And in my case, when I come back for Christmas or when I've been abroad, I have said 6 months, it was really good to come back. It was okay to be away, yes. I think when you are young, in my case, I would recommend people to go away for a time, like 1 year or more or whatever, in order to live abroad, because it's a good experience to learn out of your home. You have to learn to manage the life, to manage to go shopping, do the home task, and all the things that can help you to mature in a good sense, to grow up. What do you think?
Yes, I agree with you, but I think that all of these cases can be able to learn here at home. I think so. You don't need to move abroad if you want to grow up. But I think that it's a really good way to take advantage of the situation and not only learn the for example, in this case, the English language, but also to have a good relationship with the new friends that you can have it. No.
Yes, the new environment. You can learn new culture, new language, new things, new gastronomy, and you don't have the help of your family, so it's you and the world.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Like to begin again.
Yes, I agree with you. I think that both are really good. When you start to live alone, you start to learn a lot of things, and when you come back to your home, it's a good feeling because you meet with your family, you remember all your good moments, and I'm really agree with the quotation.
And I think that we don't have more time to speak, so do you want to say something?
No.
So, goodbye.